Psalms 107 verse 1 to 3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord who reigns over all, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us thank God for the gift of salvation and also the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Open your mouth, somebody, from the depth of your heart and give the Lord thanks. Father, thank you for saving us. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for restoring us to joy, to peace, to righteousness. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to encounter you this afternoon with other believers. We say thank you. We appreciate your goodness towards us, your blessings towards us. We cannot count. We can only say thank you. Your name alone be glorified, faithful God. In Jesus' precious name, Lord, we give you all the glory. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14 says, where there's no guidance, a people fall, but in the abundance of counselors, there is safety. Let's thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Father, we give you all the glory. Makayanda Bashatan, Rakada Baliana Mayan de Beyandalaba, Rapada Dabo Shigini Beyandalaba, Mekenden and Emoshataya Baliandi, Rakada Bayandalaba, Meke Beyanda Dabo Shataya Baliandi, Rapada Dabayandalamandi, Meke Beya Baliana Moshe Beyandalaba, Rakada Dabayandalaba, Meke Beya Baliana Moshe Beyandi, Meke Beya Baliana Moshataya Baliandala. Jesus, we give you thanks. Psalm 51 verse 17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, oh God, thou would not despise. So within a few minutes, ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way you've trespassed against God's will, in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us now pray, asking that the will of God for our lives and also for Glow Music in its entirety in relation to its end time kingdom agenda, let it be established. Lord, establish your purpose concerning my life. Establish your purpose concerning Glow Music ministry in relation to your end time kingdom agenda. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your will concerning our lives be established in relation to your end time kingdom agenda. Whatever you intend to do in this end time with me and with Glow Music in its entirety, Lord, let it be established in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, establish thou your purpose concerning our lives in the name of Jesus. Establish your counsel. Let your counsel stand and do your own pleasure concerning our lives as individuals and as and Glow Music as a ministry in its entirety in relation to your end time kingdom agenda. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory. Over all the universe, be exalted, O hail the King, my God, my God, Lord over heaven and earth, you reign, in our lives you reign, you singing, God, you reign, you reign, you reign. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. We are praying, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. So from the depth of your heart, pray this prayer. Ask the Lord that as you constantly trust him to grant you grace to serve you faithfully, he should ensure the fruitfulness of the work of your hands according to his promise in Deuteronomy 30 verse 9. This is our prayer, O God. Hear us from heaven, O God, and answer. Wherever there's no favor, let favor be restored. Lord, wherever there's promotion is required, promotion comes from you alone. Let there be promotion. Wherever there are financial challenges, let divine supply come in, release, help us, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. For you gave Jacob an idea, a strategy, Lord Jesus, and he became rich even in the midst of cheating and slavery, in the name of Jesus, my God. Even when his boss was so cheating him, he still worked great. He worked great, Lord Jesus, cause us to see increase in the work of our hands. Let us see fruitfulness, Lord Jesus, not just financial increase, but peace in the work of our hands, working where we find joy in the name of Jesus. Let us see fruitfulness where our work is so good, our integrity is seen so much that people want to know you and serve you as well. Let us see fruitfulness, oh God, that our financial increase will support the work in covenant seats and tithes and offerings, in projects or donations or offerings in the name of Jesus. Let us see this increase, my God, so that the glory will be given to you alone, in Jesus' name. Concerning divine health, we are praying according to 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And 1 Peter 2:24 says, Who is his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Open your mouth from the depth of your heart, for when we are healthy and we are strong, we can go on outreaches, we can serve the Lord, we can sing properly in the name of Jesus. Divine health in our minds, divine health in our lives, divine health in our bodies, in our emotions, divine health in the name of Jesus. Divine health for leadership, divine health for everyone in the ministry, divine health in our family. Our family members will not get sick, and we'll have to sit at home taking care of them when the field is waiting for the word to be heard. In the name of Jesus, our family will be in health, will be at peace. They can even go with us as we serve you, Lord Jesus. Our family will be healthy. Divine health running to us, and by extension, getting to them. Divine health in the ministry. We curse any mental illness, we curse any mental struggle, we curse emotional struggles, we curse terminal diseases, we curse growths, we curse sicknesses that are unidentifiable and identifiable. We curse them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord thanks for answered prayer.
Thank you.
And thank the Lord in advance for an awesome encounter. Thank the Lord that the word that is coming out would take seat in you and bear fruit upwards to unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord thanks in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory.
In the name of Jesus.
Mami mua dingina ra shawen yunya. Mami mua dingina ra and shawen yunya. Oh,
enemy is happy when, as believers, we forgo the word of God, in which there is power, and we just profess to be Christians. Satan does not fear the believer who does not wield the sword of God. If you go into battle and you face a soldier who has no weapon, you just smile at that person. There is no fear. Yes, we are hidden in Christ, Christ in God. So Satan cannot kill the believer. But to win the battles, Jesus has already won for us. To enforce those victories, you need to wield the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. My second statement today is that we are all running on God's program. And to see God's program fulfilled in our lives, we need to ensure it by the word of God, prophecy. There's a program that is running on the earth. Either you run according to God's program or you run according to Satan's desires. For the wages of sin is death. Either you are working and laboring for Satan, but the free gift of God is eternal life, or you are living for God. Either you are laboring for Satan or living for God. And to live for God is to live according to his plans and his word. To live according to his word concerning your future, which is embedded in the word of God. We've been looking at the enemy not stealing God's word for our lives, which is his prophecy. It is his word for our lives. We see it as prophecy. We take it as prophecy, but to him it's his word for our life. When you live according to God's word for your life, you are fulfilling prophecy. I'll say it again. When you live according to God's word for your life, you are fulfilling prophecy. Jesus located God's word concerning his life written. He located it and he read and said, this day, this word is fulfilled. He lived fulfilling God's plan revealed in his word concerning his life. And we've been studying the fact that the enemy, according to Mark chapter 4, verse 14 to 20, he comes to steal that word from us, but he will not succeed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We've looked at those whose hearts are like the soil or the seed that fell by the wayside. And it says that for such people, when they heard the word, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. We will not lose the word sown in our hearts by God in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
When we are in church or when we are the ministry, we must pay rapt attention. Rapt attention. Today, I will subtitle it that pay attention to God's word for your life, or pay attention to prophecy. Like I said, what we see as prophecy is simply God's word for our lives. Pay attention to prophecy. Why? Because we live in a generation where the enemy is taking away your attention from the essentials. His goal, when you read that the enemy cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts, his goal is to cause you not to pay attention to God's word, to what matters. Even in church, is to draw your mind away from what he's saying to the other things you are seeing. What is the sister wearing? What is the brother wearing? Ah, today the sound is bad. Ah, today the worship, they didn't sing my favorite song. Is to try his best to draw your attention from what he's telling you to other things that are less important. Please say after me, less important.
Less important.
And confess this with me, that the enemy will not replace my essentials with less important things.
The enemy will not replace my essentials with less important things.
The enemy will not steal my mind away from the most important.
The enemy will not steal my mind away from the most important.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we are on what we did previous in our last session. We are still on that point because we need to understand. He says that the very moment the word was sown, the enemy cometh and he immediately taketh it away. The same mind is worrying about school fees. The word coming from the pulpit is not penetrating because the mind has been hijacked. The attention of the mind has been taken away. We are in an online session studying the word of God. Ask yourself, why are you dozing? Ask yourself, why is your mind distracted? It is not normal. As long as you keep taking it that, oh, it's normal not to pay attention when the word of God is being shared, then there's a problem. You keep losing your prophecy. You keep losing that which God is telling you. Because there's an intent behind every word. When Martha and Mary listened, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the Word of God, Jesus, which scripture has said that for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, Jesus visited Mary and Martha, and now he was speaking to them, delivering his purpose to them, giving them the Word of God. As someone would say, he was prophesying to them. He was teaching them. One person had gone to go and see to the dishes or to go and cook. In Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now, it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Martha had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. We read the scripture in Mark 4 verse 15 that Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word. And here we read in Luke chapter 10 verse 42, but one thing is needful which shall not be taken away from her. Hallelujah. Amen. My prayer for you today is that you never lose the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are people who have heard God's word, whose future has been transformed. There are people who heard the word of God, and right there, they received healing. There are those who heard the word of God, right there, they gave their life to Christ Jesus, and their destiny was changed forever. There are those who heard the word of God, and right there, they received an anointing to break through and to prosper. You will not lose the word of God that you receive in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The potency of God's word is so great that one word can change your life forever. One word can change your life forever. If there's anything you can take away from today's meeting, please understand, one word of God. Master, just speak thy word. Master, just say one thing and it is done. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Scripture says, only one word can change your life if you can mix it with faith. And that is why you must pay attention so that you don't lose that word. Because in that online meeting, whilst you are working on God, then WhatsApp, quick notification. My sister, just shut down the notifications. Whilst preaching is going on in church, someone will come and just tap you. Please, we need this or that, please. Or you receive an urgent SMS or phone call. If you were a doctor in the theater, would you receive a phone call? Jesus is working on your life by the release of his word of prophecy into your life as the word of God is coming. It's a critical moment. It's a life-changing moment. When you encounter the word, at that moment, set everything aside. Whenever you meet Jesus in his word, at that moment, set everything aside. And that is our lesson today. When you deal with the word, at that moment, everything must wait. Tell your spouse, please, let me finish studying the word of God. Let me finish listening to this word. There are people who in church, pastor, preach, say it. You are dialing numbers. You are releasing something. Oh, talk to them. We say all manner of things when the word of God is ongoing, and you realize that by the time the word is done, because of all those distractions, what did pastor say? He was saying some serious story, but we can't recall. Which scripture did he use? Oh, I know he used a lot of scriptures, about 20 scriptures. Which one can you remember? Oh, I can't. I have to go back in. He said, once have I spoken, once the Lord has spoken, twice have I heard that all power belongs to God. You must hear and hear again in your spirit whilst you hear the word of God. The word must move from your ear into your heart, your spirit. Until you get the revelation behind the word, you have not caught it yet. Someone from Deuteronomy 8:18 realized that by covenant he could prosper, and he said from that day, he said, I can never be poor. Because you can read the word, you can hear the word, but until your heart is prepared and you get the revelation behind it, you have not caught that word. You just heard the message, but the message, you didn't get the revelation behind it. You heard the message, but you didn't get the prophecy behind it. Hallelujah. And that is where we are ending today. My prayer is that the word of God will easily get into your heart. It will permeate your being in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, lift up your voice and begin to pray that, Lord, grant me a receptive spirit to your word in Jesus'
name. Receptive spirit to your word, Jesus.
A receptive spirit.
Grant me a receptive spirit in the name of Jesus.
A receptive spirit that can never lose your word. A receptive spirit that can never lose your word.
Mary
should not be taken away from here. A receptive spirit that your word cannot be taken away from me in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, a receptive spirit that I won't lose your prophecy for my life. I won't lose your word for my life. A receptive spirit that whenever you speak by your word, I can catch and grasp that prophecy. I can receive that word, the revelation behind that word. In the mighty name of Jesus, a receptive spirit. You're also praying, Holy Spirit, guide me into all truth. The word of God says that the spirit of truth, when he comes, he will guide us into all truth. So say, Holy Spirit, whenever I receive the word of God, show me the truth behind it. Show me the truth behind it. Let it not just be letters to me. Let it not just be words to me. Show me the truth behind it. Reveal the truth behind that word. Reveal the intent behind that word. In the mighty name of Jesus.
I pray that it goes into my heart in the name of Jesus. Give me a deeper revelation of your word. Let not just be letters to me or words to me in the name of Jesus. Word that will transform my life in the name of Jesus. Let your word dwell in my heart richly in the name of Jesus.
So that you have no need of a man teaching, because your Holy Spirit, you will teach us himself. Lord, we pray. Spirit Spirit of the living God, reveal your intent to us as we read your word, as we hear your word, as we receive your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help us pay attention to your word. That is your last prayer.
Help me pay attention to your word. Lord Jesus, help me pay attention to your word.
To the details of your instructions, of your revelations in your word. Help me pay attention, attention. Not distracted.
Pay attention to your word. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Today I am giving you this opportunity. Jesus is knocking, asking that who will allow me to come in? Who will open his or her door, the door of your heart, and allow Jesus to come in and to be the Lord and Master over your life? And when he comes into your heart, he grants you access to eternal life. And he also gives you the gift of the Holy Spirit by which you can live a life of power and victory. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your provision of salvation by your death and resurrection, all for me, a sinner like me. Today, I ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my sins and be the Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. I receive you into my heart. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle,
just gave your life to Christ. Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with the office through 026-000-9090. God bless you. We are glad that you could fellowship with us today. For all those who are here for the first time and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, you're welcome. God richly bless you.
Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. We'll meet again on Sunday at 6 p.m. prompt. Shalom.